بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، وبعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners, first and foremost we praise Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and salutations be upon our noble master Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the previous lesson we had discussed with regard to qadr, or what we call predestination or fate. As we know, this is one of the fundamental beliefs of Islam and Iman, to believe in qadr, destination, that all predestination, and that is that all good and bad comes from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is it that we believe in? What is the meaning of Iman bil qadr? Belief in Qadr means to believe that whatever happened, happens, or will happen is with the command, will, and knowledge of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The entire scheme and operation of entire creation is in accordance with Allah ta'ala's will and command. The greater the yaqeen in this belief, the greater will be man's submission to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only that, but the greater his reliance will be on Allah ta'ala, while at the same time his hope and reliance on material agencies will be negated. That is, that he will not cherish any hope on anyone or anything besides Allah ta'ala. He will look at Allah ta'ala as the only one who is in power, that Allah Ta'ala is the only one who gives benefit, Allah Ta'ala is the only one who causes harm, that Allah Ta'ala is the only one that can protect, and Allah Ta'ala is the only one who gives izzat and gives zillat, or what we know as honor and disgrace. Everything is in the power of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, man is living in this world, and this world is a sabab. Allah Ta'ala has made the system such that we have to use means in this world. But at no such time must we place our reliance on those means. Yes, we have to utilize those means, but we do not place our trust in those means. The trust must be with Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala can do with means, without means, and against means. This is Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with regard to qadr and predestination, they always say that Allah Ta'ala gives, Allah Ta'ala takes, and Allah Ta'ala makes no mistakes. So this is our belief, that Allah Ta'ala gives, Allah Ta'ala takes, Allah Ta'ala makes no mistakes. If something has befallen us, we should rather look at ourselves rather than blaming وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for bad things happening to us. A person should reach a level of رَضَى بِالْقَضَى, which is to be happy with the decision making of Allah Ta'ala. While at the same time, we understand that we ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyat, we ask Allah Ta'ala for protection, we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us the best of this world, the best of akhirat, to Allah Ta'ala protect us from all types of calamities and difficulties. These du'as are made to Allah Ta'ala because Allah Ta'ala is in control of these things, and du'a can even change taqdeer as well. So we use the sabab, for example, the means. Like if a person is sick, to go to the doctor, to get medication, to take an injection, to take drugs. These are means, but the shifa and the cure lies with Allah Ta'ala. Two people afflicted with the same type of disease or sickness, one will take medication and Allah Ta'ala will grant shifa. Another one will take the exact same medication for the exact same sickness, but there will be no cure and shifa in that. So we have to use the means. That is part and parcel of how we live in this world and Allah Ta'ala's system that He has put in this world. Effort must be made from our side, but reliance must be on Allah Ta'ala and not on the sabab and the means that we have utilized. So this is the meaning of belief in Qadr. This is the belief of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, ourselves, the belief of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Denial of belief in Qadr, in predestination, in fate, is actually kufr and can take a person out of, and will take a person out of, the fold of Islam. Having said that, in obedience to the order of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, We will not go further into this particular topic because Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as we know from the previous lesson, that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw some Sahaba discussing and debating the subject of Qadr, he then said to them that, "Have I been sent to you for this? Verily, those before you were destroyed when they disputed with regard to Qadr and going too deep into the meaning of Qadr. We should accept it for what it is, and that belief in Qadr and predestination is absolutely necessary, and don't go further than that to try and analyze and overanalyze with regards to Qadr." Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam has advised us against this and has mentioned that, I give you an oath, and that means that I command you, do not dispute and not delve too deeply into the mas'ala and the concept of Qadr and predestination. So that is where we will end the discussion with regard to Iman bil Qadr, to believe in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whatever happened, happens or will happen, be it good or bad, happens with the command, will and knowledge of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant us the understanding. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.